Hello and welcome to FUMS Fitness Tips, a podcast where we discuss all things fitness, including tips, the benefits and challenges one might face on a fitness journey and how to overcome them. My name is Fumi Johnson and I'm your host. Thank you for joining me once again on this glorious Thursday for another episode of FUMS Fitness Tips. I hope you're all enjoying the weekly tips so far and you're actually using it to get started or continue on your fitness journey. On today's episode, we're discussing the best time to exercise. It's quite the hot topic, isn't it? And I'm not sure why, because in my opinion, the answer is simple. The best time to exercise is when you can fit it in. The thing about fitness is that it's actually not that complicated. Our minds build this crazy idea in our heads about what we think is best and make it complicated. This then creates barriers that prevent us from actually exercising and getting fit. When I started my journey, I used to train in the evening because my little one slept longer with little interruptions at that time of the day. I then discovered another me time window during the nap times and started to exercise then, and I still do. Now, depending on how good my night's sleep is, I sometimes get up early at 6 a.m. and exercise in the morning. I don't have a set training time. Training at night didn't make me get less fit or burn less calories, neither did training in the afternoon. The key is to be flexible with your training. Find a small window in your day where you can fit your exercise in and get it done. There are 24 hours in a whole day. 24, guys. One of the most common questions I get asked is how I find the motivation to train every day. It was as simple as 1. Finding a fitness style that I love. Listen to episode 2 for more of that. And 2. Prioritizing my health and well-being, which meant creating a couple minutes in my 24 hours dedicated to fitness and being disciplined enough to not quit even when the going got tough, because it did get tough, trust me. It's not and it wasn't easy, but guess what? Quitting doesn't make it easier. You only get better if you don't quit. I exercise mostly for 45 minutes to an hour a day max. That is 4% of my day. On the days when I need a long post-workout stretch or when I need to unwind, I practice yoga, so throw in another 30 minutes to that. The key is to be flexible with your training times, as I said. Don't compare yourself to anyone else. Oh wow, this person gets up early and exercises. So what? Mind your business. Focus on your own journey and figure out what works for you. Oops, a bit of tough love there. I'm that type of coach. Sometimes we just need someone to tell you to snap out of it. That's my poor Cher voice. Yes, you need someone to tell you to get out of your head and get things done. Create time for fitness, not excuses. Fitness is your health and well-being, and health is wealth. Make it a priority. I'm not even asking you to do an hour. Sometimes 20 minutes is all you have, and 20 minutes in a day is all you need. Morning, afternoon, or night. Get up and get it done. Okay, I've got you all hyped and whipped into shape. You're excited, you're ready to go. So it only makes sense for me to introduce my favorite part of the show, which is exercise of the week. In this segment, I choose an exercise, briefly discuss it, and suggest that you do this exercise at least once a week before our next episode. The exercise of the week for this week's episode is, drum roll, it's boxing week, left right punches. Boxing is one of my favorite style of exercise. I find it so fun but deceptively challenging. It requires stamina and coordination. Think Muhammad Ali, baby. Fly like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Okay, let's not get too carried away. You see how happy exercise makes me? Okay, here are your instructions. If you don't have weights, that's fine. When I first started, I used water bottles or a tin of beans. So no equipment, no excuses. For beginners, left right punches. You simply hold your weights or whatever you have in your hand in front of you, close to your chest, and extend one arm forward. Careful not to overextend and lock your elbow, then retract it back to the starting position and repeat this with the other arm. That's it. Left right punches. For those seeking a little bit more of a challenge or something a bit more advanced, let's build on from last week's exercise. Do a squat left-right punch, engaging those glutes and quads and your upper body. So you squat down, punch left-right, and get back up. Squat down, punch left-right, and get back up, and do as many reps as you can. We're turning it up a notch now. I started off easy on episode 1 with star jumps. Now we're adding combo moves. Check out my Instagram page at Fums Fitness. I'm a beast when I exercise, and I want you all Fums Fitness friends to be in beast mode when doing these exercises. So that's it. You've got your exercise of the week now. So do this at least once before our next episode, or 3 times, as many times as you possibly can. Okay? Focus and let's get fit. You will regret it. I want to thank you all for taking a moment out of your day to download and listen to my podcast. It is hugely appreciated. Please subscribe to my podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Leave a comment and share this with your friends and families via word of mouth on your social media platforms. Tell everyone about Fums Fitness Tips. You can also find me on my website, www.fumsfitness.com, and on my Instagram page, at Fums Fitness. See you next Thursday for another episode of Fums Fitness Tips podcast. Bye!